Because I see some of these people, like the surfer guys, and they get attacked by a great white shark or whatever, and they're like, yeah, you know, he bit me. And then you're like, okay. And then they said, but I can't wait to get back out on my board and go surf again. And I'm thinking to myself, if I got bitten by a shark, I would never get in the ocean again for the rest of my life.
Think about what a badge of honor it would be, though, for a surfer. If you didn't get bit, but it took the big chunk out of your board, like I've seen some of those where the shark will take a big piece out.
If the shark bit my board, I'm not getting back in the water.
You're definitely like the big kahuna. You know, you're the badass if you've got a big chunk of your surfboard that has been taken out. Anyway, be safe out there in the ocean, lakes and streams. Make sure you swim with a buddy. Do we have any other advice? Make sure you cook your meat to at least 115 or 120. What is it? 120 degree temperature.
Happy birthday to my mom, who is going to be an age. I don't know. When you get a certain age, you don't say how old they are. But she is happy and healthy. So that's the other event that's going on this weekend in the Travis household.
That's very happy birthday to Mrs. Travis. Grandma
Should
Travis.
Be a good weekend.
That's good.
Grandma
thing.
Travis. Got six grandkids.
Everybody, go have fun this weekend. Go relax. We'll be back in the fight with all of you on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had five or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it. And hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is in Saudi Arabia and will take part in a Saturday gathering of leaders from the Gulf Cooperation Council. That includes Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates before returning to Washington.
The leaders of Mideast neighbors Egypt, Iraq, and Jordan will also attend. The government says retail sales rose 1% in June.
The report from the Commerce Department shows as prices at grocery stores and gas stations go up, people are still spending. It's easing fears the economy may be on the verge of a recession. Department store sales are down, but more people were buying things like furniture and electronics. The increase is modest enough that it likely won't encourage the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates even more aggressively. It also helps that consumers have gotten a boost from pandemic-era government relief checks, as well as strong hiring and pay gains. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the latest word from centrist Democrat Joe Manchin is bad news for Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. Bob Agnew reports.
Manchin said late Thursday he'll oppose an economic measure he's been negotiating with Democratic leaders if it includes climate or energy provisions or higher taxes. Manchin has told top Democrat Charles Schumer of New York he'll sign on to a new budget measure only if it's limited to curbing pharmaceutical prices and extending federal subsidies for buying health care coverage. For Democrats, Manchin's position delivers a stunning blow to one of the party's top election year priorities. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are broadly higher on Wall Street and rose across the board, following the strong reading on retail sales, which rose even as people grappled with economic uncertainty and higher prices. The Dow is up 588 points, the NASDAQ ahead 170. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Clark County School District will allocate $26.3 million for security upgrades at El Dorado High School after a teacher was beaten and sexually assaulted by a student in April of this year. Upgrades will include fencing around the perimeter of the school, the construction of a single point of entry, security camera upgrades, and the installation of an instant alert system. That, according to a memo sent by the district's chief of facilities, Nathan Miller. Under Nevada law, the superintendent can approve a contract to address an emergency if it affects public health, safety, or welfare. The emergency action was reported to the Clark County School Board as an information item on its agenda last night. Southern Nevada finally got some monsoonal moisture yesterday, with Prim and Boulder City getting most of that rain. The National Weather Service reports a mountainside just north of Boulder City got 9/10 of an inch of rain, while Prim registered nearly 7/10 of an inch. Las Vegas Airport, the official weather station, got just 1/10 of an inch of rain. That was its first measurable moisture in 108 days. And the storm system was Nevada's first rainfall since March 28th.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Volumes are heavy right now on the 15, southbound at Flamingo, north at Hacienda. Lane restrictions on Interstate 515 westbound. That begins around Eastern Avenue. Do look for possible delays as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, July 15th. We are midway through the month, and it's hard to believe, but the school's open in just a matter of weeks. It's going to happen. And by the way, we're going to be talking about education with Jim Blocky, former teacher and the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. We'll get a chance to talk about your kids' education and what is standing in the way of success. We'll talk about that with Jim Blocky in just a couple of minutes. The first thing we always do on Friday, though, no matter what, good times, bad times, any time in between, we celebrate what we believe is the best day of the week. Buckle up.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. It is the beginning of the weekend. I just absolutely love it. I also love having Jim Blocky on the show, former teacher, author of the book Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, and he joins us. Jim, it's hard to believe. I mean, we've had a wonderful summer so far, but now it's almost time to send the kids back to school. Are we going to be ready in CCSD for another school year?
Of course not. There's no way. They're never ready because they don't teach. All they do is, you know, they babysit for, you know, 6 hours a day, send them home, and they're not any smarter, not any dumber. But we don't teach the right way. I mean, we don't teach the right things. And, you know, I mean, nothing changes. I mean, except their grades, you know, like, you know, I mean, with this new minimum F.
Yeah, explain what that's all about.
Well, it's a way, it's sort of like, you know, you've heard of fake news. Well, this is fake success. Yeah, if a guy doesn't turn in an assignment and he still gets 50%, I mean, you know what I mean, figuring 60% is a D, so he's got 50% on everything, so all he has to do is pass a couple of, you know, I mean, I was a math teacher, so you figure you you know, you get a D or a C in half of the stuff you do, you don't do the other half, and you're probably going to get yourself a passing grade.
So tell me where this stuff comes from. Is it like a huge success in Rhode Island or Massachusetts or Florida? I mean, is this something that's been tested before we embark on a policy like this?
Well, I mean, okay, it defines success. You know, that's the big thing, is define success. What is success? Is a kid getting smarter? Does he know how to do math better? There's no way that he could possibly know any subject better by only doing half the work, you know, and I mean, just to get 50% for not doing anything, I mean, yeah, it'll appear as successful, but it won't be real success. You know, it's just a matter of how you define success. Yeah, and how long have you and I been talking to each other on the air? About 10 years?
11 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been saying the same thing over and over and over again. You know what my wife calls me?
I'm afraid to
Jeremiah.
Ask.
Who? Jeremiah. Remember the prophet?
Yep.
Yeah, and so that's nice. And I said, well, why do you say that? And she goes, because no one listened to him either.
I love it. I love it. Let me just ask you, though. We have known for a long time that school was going to be beginning in August, and I don't have the exact date in front of me, but whatever the date is when the kids are back in school, I mean, we're talking about a matter of weeks. And now we're being told that we have somewhat like something like 1,500 teacher vacancies. And by the way, I don't know how we cover those vacancies if we just anybody with a degree of some kind from some school. It doesn't have to be teaching or anything like that. Can you talk about how we end up with 1,500 vacancies?
Well, yeah. Would you want to teach? I mean, here's their recruiting message. Yeah, we want you to go to school for 6-7 years. We want you to spend tens of thousands of dollars, and then we'll give you a job. And when you get in there, a kid's going to tell you to go blank themselves and tell you you better get a pass them, and you're the one who gets in trouble for them telling you to go blank themselves. And then the principal comes in and says you better pass them. I says that's not a great recruiting tool. Teachers don't quit because of the money. We're pretty smart. We know what the money is. We quit because of the working conditions. You know, it's just like that gentleman who, what was his name, that Victor Jakes was writing about. I can't
Victor
think of
Jakes.
His name right now. Victor Jakes was writing about the guy who quit from John Diggins. He didn't quit because of the finances. He quit because of the working conditions. He quit because he couldn't, his mind would not allow him to teach that way, to pass kids who should not pass. Yeah, it goes back to, you know, elementary school, the first years, and we don't teach the kids the right way how to read. You know, the whole language, the memorization of words, the pictures and the words, that causes dyslexia, that causes ADHD, you know what I mean? It does a lot of problems with the kids, but no one cares. You know, there's been research after research on this proving that this is what's going on, but no one cares. Because they just want kids to go in, get babysat. The parents sometimes don't even care. A lot of the parents don't even care. They just want their kids away from them so they can go to work or they can do whatever. You know, it's a matter of you have to care. It's not easier to teach a kid phonetically. It's not easier to teach math without calculators. It's tough to memorize your multiplication and your addition tables. But that's the only way. That's the only way you learn to think for yourself. And that's just not what our people want to happen right now. Which is why we have the country. That's why we have a bunch of Democrats in there. Because if you don't know anybody, if you can't research, you'll actually believe that 81 people voted for Joe Biden.
Joining us, Jim Blocky, a former teacher, author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. I got to ask you, though, so how do we recruit right now? What is the messaging we use in the marketing when we go out around the country and look for 1,500 teachers? Because we got 1,500 openings.
Well, we use the same tactics everybody else does. We lie to them to try to get them out here. Say it's a great place to, you know, it's a great place to teach. You'll love it, and you know, it'll be really great. And but people, you know, when you tell them that, teachers, they know how to read, they know how to research it, and they look at what's happening out here with the students. They look at how they get, I mean, the discipline is non-existent, and they see this, and they're not going to come out here. No one wants to teach in this kind of atmosphere. I mean, like I said, if you were able to teach, would you teach out here in the school district?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a thankless job, and I talk to teachers a lot just out in the community, and one of the things they tell me is, you know, we spend all this time with education, and then the district backslides on raises that were promised and things like that. You know, we got all this money, $500 million in the last legislative session going towards education, and yet it's not any better. Just out of curiosity, as a guy that's been in the trenches, you know where the bones are buried, is it getting any better in the Clark County School District?
Oh, no. I mean, it's just terrible. You know, I mean, I haven't been in it, but I know enough teachers who have been in there, and like, you know, Diggins said, it's terrible. It's getting worse every year. Now, I will say this. There are possibilities. Dr. John Petrick is running for assembly, and I wrote a bill which would get rid of a lot of the subjects that are causing the, you know, there's just too many subjects being taught. You know, I mean, we need to bust out, you know, we need to start focusing on the core academics, and that's what this bill is intended to do, to focus on teaching reading phonetically, you know, to a majority of the kids. You know, I understand that some kids won't be able to handle it, and that's fine. They can go to the look-say method, but it's a majority for the average kid like myself, who is just an average kid. And it'll get rid of that. It'll have math without calculators for at least like the fifth grade, so the kids are going to have to understand. So these are the things. This is a bill that we've instituted that hopefully, you know, if we get enough people who care about education and not about the money standpoint, but about the subject matter. Right now we teach core academics less than 40% of the school day. Most of it's spent on driver's training, sex ed, multiculturalism, tolerance, you know, and, you know, I mean, you know, right now there's probably some place in America, well, maybe not because it's not school, but, you know, come in August, there's going to be kids who are going to be asked. I mean, 5- and 6-year-old kids are going to be asked, are you sure you're a boy or sure you're a girl? That's what our education has stooped to. And that's one of the problems. They're so concerned about the child's social activities that they forget about their academics. And until we put the focus back on academics, leave the raising the child to the parent, whether they do a good job or not, that's not the worry of the education system. The worry of the education system is to teach the kid how to read properly, do math, the real history of this country. And you know, the primers that we use to teach reading, we're going to use the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the, you know, Constitution, so kids actually understand what those what the First and Second Amendment actually are for. And they'll understand that the First Amendment was not intended for you to shut down a freeway, to go tear down a business, to go burn down, buildings. That's not what the First Amendment was all about. And so, and that's the whole idea behind what we're trying to do. Dr. Petrick and Alita Benson, who's one of the leaders in the Republican Party, we're getting together and trying to put this together and to get all the Republican assemblymen and state senators on board so we can get this, so we can start teaching and stop indoctrinating our kids.
And can I tell you, Jim, I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many times we talk about going to your local school board meeting or the board of trustees meeting in our case, and that's all well and good, but isn't a lot of the curriculum dictated by the state?
It's supposed to be, you know, I mean, yeah, it's dictated through actually the school board should have a play in that. You know, honestly, I don't know who dictates it. I honestly don't know. I mean, I've tried to find out. When I was teaching, you know, years ago they used to have teachers, they assigned teachers, and guess who assigned those teachers was the teachers union. They assigned the teachers to go discuss the curriculum and put the curriculum together. So I'm not exactly sure how they do it anymore. But, you know, I mean, what we're teaching the kids is useless. I mean, it's just, it's plain stupid. It's just, it's what you would expect something like Hitler to do, is to, you know, worry more about, you know, socializing their minds than actually letting them, teaching them to think for themselves.
Wow. Final couple of minutes. You are the CEO and founder of Christ Avengers, and I love what you are doing. Can you explain to our audience what it is you do with Christ Avengers, the sessions you've already had, and are you still booking more sessions?
Yeah, my next one's probably going to be August 27th. And you can just go to the website, ChristAvengers.com, and purchase the ticket. It's $30 for the ticket. It's an all-day thing. We feed you breakfast, we feed you lunch, and, you know, that's what the $30 is for, is to pay for that. And what we're doing is we're trying to get Christians involved in politics, and specifically to run. And Stan Hite, who when we actually did the recount, we had found out that he had 90,000 votes and finished a close second. And, but, you know, we won't talk about the elections, but that's what we try to do. Through that, Dal Warner and I started a pack called Relevant Pack, and it's to make the irrelevant relevant. And so in that pack is to help anybody who decides that they want to run. It's to guide people who want to help into getting them involved in campaigns. It's been pretty successful. And one of the offshoots of it is that probably about, I would say 15 to 20% of the parents who come to my conference on Saturday and Monday take their kids out of school and start homeschooling them.
Good idea. Good idea. If folks want to know more about this, how do they find out about it?
Well, they could just email me and I'll call them, or they can call me. But just my email is just my name, jimblockey@gmail.com. JimBlockey.com. And, you know, and there's a lot of things we're doing. I go to Dunamis Church is where I go to, and we're trying to start a school that's going to start up. It's going to be for homeschoolers, basically, to help them out and to get a group of people, like, you know, get 50 kids, you know, to go there. So it takes a little pressure off homeschoolers and what have you. And if you're interested in that, you can email me there, and I'll tell you about, give you more information about that. But the thing is that churches need to get together. Churches need to start putting together some sort of homeschooling to where their kids can, where their parishioners can get their kids out of these public schools. Because let me tell you something. I mean, I am not being harsh when I say that public schools are Satan's lair. That's the Satan's lair. That's what's going on in our public schools. And we need to get our kids out of there or change the curriculum and home mindset. I don't know if you know this or not, but when they took prayer out of school, the Supreme Court said you cannot teach for or against any religion. The key is against any religion. You know, I mean, being selfish, sex outside of marriage, homosexuality, transgender, all these things are against the Christian religion. Abortions, against the Christian religion. They are teaching against the Christian religion every day. And that's what the bill I put together is basically doing, is putting a focus on that so we stop doing that. So we just go in there and teach the kids and let the parents raise their kids. Because I tell you what, I'm fed up with it. And, you know, it's got to stop. Just look at the consequences. You know, half the people in this country actually believe Biden got 81 million votes. And, I mean, that is scary.
Wow. Wow. Jim, it is always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again soon. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Just email me and I'll get in contact with them. I'll give them my phone number and just email me anytime you want. You know, jimblockey@gmail.com. I'll talk to anybody anytime, anywhere.
About our kids and their education. Yeah. And I love that.
The Relevant Pack meetings, we have a meeting at Dunamis Church the last Friday of every month. So you can come there. Dunamis Church, it's 4035 South Tanea. It's a block north of Flamingo. We meet there at 6 o'clock. It's free. the last Friday of every month we meet there. And, you know, we have a lot of candidates. It's, you know, anywhere from 50, sometimes 80 people are showing up. It's really taken off. So if they want to contact me, they just show up the last Friday of it, you know, the 29th of July. It's just around the corner.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
Jim, always good.